Here's a clip from The Dinner Party, a new public radio show about popular culture and food. Check out more at dinnerpartydownload.com.
And now, time to eavesdrop.
Lynn Rosetto Casper does a splendid job hosting public radio's other food-centric show, The Splendid Table. But there was a time when she hadn't honed her hosting skills. Today we overhear her tell the tale.
Hi, I'm Lynn Rosetto Casper, and I'm the host of The Splendid Table. And at this time of year, I get really nostalgic. And I was thinking back to those firsts that you have at the holidays. And what I was remembering was the first months that I was with my soon-to-be husband and the first party we gave. Now, you have to understand, he had this little apartment with a kitchen that was non-existent. Typical New York kitchen. I mean, there was literally like 6 inches of counter space, and I had a rolling typewriter table that I put dishes on to drain them. Okay. A stove that is the size of a placemat, and the broiler is on the floor. You know, it's way down on the floor. And I would race home from work every night ahead of him, change into a full-length negligee, and then I would proceed to cook dinner. Now, invariably, there was something broiled, you know, which meant flame. And invariably, my negligee hem would catch fire. And invariably, I would very calmly flip on the water, put it in the sink, you know, drain it off. And I would swirl with a martini to meet him at the door. But here was the thing, though. Christmas time, 1969, was our first holiday together, and we were going to give a party. And I have to say, we, without realizing it, sidestepped every piece of party wisdom out there. First of all, we invited everybody that we liked, assuming they would all like each other. What we had not counted on was most of these people were introverts. We had not learned the tricks of how you introduce people to get them talking to each other. You know, we just sort of said, this is Elliot and George, and everybody have a good time. So everybody is sitting around in this little apartment, mumbling at each other. They don't know what to say. They're bored to tears. This was the first mistake. The other mistake that we made was we made it about us. Most of these people would have much preferred a can of beer, but Frank had started collecting wine. So he's pulling out all these Bordeaux and whatever, and everybody's trying to be polite, but it's like, oh my God, when can I get out of here and get a beer? The next problem was I had just started cooking Chinese food, and I thought it would be wonderful to do sort of a feast. You do not cook on a stove that's the size of a placemat 4 stir-fry dishes at the same time. It is a physical impossibility. Oh, and the other thing that was so wonderful was I choose to make spare ribs and black bean sauce. Now, these are fermented black beans, and when they cook, they smell like old socks. So the fragrance in this small apartment was wonderful. And to add to it, there was this fabulous Szechuan dish where you took a huge handful of very hot chilies and you fried it in oil. So you had old socks, and you had people tearing up because of the burning chilies. I'm so busy concentrating on the food, I'm not paying any attention to the guests. The food is impossible to eat on your lap because, of course, we had very few places you could sit. It got so bad, I kept wishing, I wish I were a guest here because I could get a headache and go home. Frank didn't cry, I did, after it was over. But it never happened again. We learned a lot of lessons. And those people remained our friends, which was really very kind on their part and very thoughtful. The things that you never forget are usually not the things that go super well. They're sometimes a total disaster. I mean, I have to confess, I've been telling this story most of my life, and I'll never forget it.
Lynn Rosetta Casper hosts the James Beard Award-winning radio show The Splendid Table. It's heard around the country and at splendidtable.org. And you're listening to The Dinner Party from American Public Media. That was a clip from The Dinner Party, a new public radio show about popular culture and food. Check out more at dinnerpartydownload.com.